This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
Hey, it's Johnny.
Hey, you need to talk into the microphone this week.
I do talk into the microphone.
No, you were off to the side last week and like...
Turn your volume up, people. Jeez.
Anyway, how y'all doing? This is the Infamous Podcast.
You don't want to turn your volume up on that.
No, turn your volume down on that.
But every time I watch myself on there, it's like picking me up. It's picking you really high-pitched sometimes.
So it's picking you up. But, like, because you're so loud, when you're off to the side and you're a little farther away, the microphone, you have to be.
People's eardrums.
You just have to be closer to the microphone. So, anywho, cool. All right. What are we talking about this week? What were you saying
about the picking of the team?
Oh, okay. Yeah. This week we are, this episode's called Pick Your Team. And you had the awesome idea to pick an X-Men team, some teachers. And then the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants that will fight
our team.
That was after when we were having a little chat.
The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. I just want to call them the Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood. So I was sharing with you.
Because the X-Men are called the X-Men of Good Mutants.
They should not be because they're not all good. Oh. So I was telling you that at work today I showed there's, you know, nerds everywhere. And the one guy I work with. The one dude I work with, Greg, he is a fellow Cyclops fan. And so we were talking about, I was telling him about what we were doing. He goes, oh, who's your team? And I showed him and he's like, wow, you're weird.
Okay.
So when another nerd is calling you weird.
Mine was tactical. So
mine is tactical though. Like I picked everybody for a reason, right?
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, you should. That's the way it should be.
But yeah. And you know, like I love this idea and like, it was like, oh, I will tell you right now as a spoiler.
Yeah.
Quentin Quire did not make my list. Which,
you know,
I like him. He's a favorite.
But he could be a Brotherhood too.
He could be, but he's not anywhere on my list.
Too,
yeah.
I mean, honestly.
So,
Doogie Howser type teacher, but
so all right. So, I kind of want to make this a quick one. So, cuz we're getting ready to pack for celebration and leave, so I want to edit this pretty quick.
See? I did all mutants for the X-Men and the Brotherhood, but not for the teachers.
Anyway. Oh, I do not have all mutants.
Okay.
So, anyway.
We're going with that idea that I said where the Xavier School for Gifted should not be gifted mutants. It should be gifted beings.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that doesn't necessarily mean superpowered beings either.
But although, for the X-Men, I feel proper, that should be a mutant team.
I do have all mutants. I will make that caveat.
Yeah.
They
Teachers are not all mutants.
No.
So. For a reason. So. Because I thought of somebody who would be a good teacher.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, let's start with teachers.
Sure.
So go ahead.
You want me to just name all five?
Okay. So here's what I did. I did five teachers, like you said, and then I said what class they teach.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we do like back and forth, like just dueling teachers.
Okay.
So.
And in no particular order.
Yep.
My first teacher, Scott Summers.
Cool.
And he will be teaching history.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I think that Scott is somebody who would be interested in history.
Yeah.
And be able to teach history and mutant history.
Ooh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. My first teacher in no particular order is Moira McTaggart.
Oh, damn.
Teaching genetics.
Okay.
So, because I think, you know, as the X-Men and mutants like that, the more they know about genetics and the X gene and things like that, the better they'll be equipped to help people in the field, especially new mutants as they discover them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Cool. Next.
You came up with like a whole scientific answer.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I have. Oh, trust me. So.
My next one is Alicia Masters.
Ooh, good call.
Teaching art.
There you go.
Because I feel like not only should the gifted be. How close do you want that?
Right there.
I feel like it's like right
up on it. Yeah, you should be about an inch away from it.
So
that's what she said.
The gifted should be taught, you know,
yeah.
Oh, other
yeah.
forms of things besides just tactical stuff.
Sure.
So that's why I picked Alicia Masters, because of the artist that she is.
Good call.
Plus Ben Grimm could show up every once in a while.
That would be cool too. My next one is Rachel Summers.
Yeah.
Teaching PsyOps training. So helping them defend against the dark arts of the telepaths
sure.
in the MCU.
Okay.
Her past as a Hound from the, you know, Days of Future Past timeline, and her time as a Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think would lend well to doing that. And then her being a woman out of time, so to speak.
Right.
It would allow her to be grounded within the school and feel like she actually has a place and not just a Jean Grey knockoff.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Okay. My next one was Forge, and it's mechanical sciences.
Awesome.
Because obviously he's a builder, and I think that that would be some, he's like a shop teacher, pretty much. Forge would be a shop teacher.
So I too had Forge.
Yeah.
And I initially wrote shop.
Yeah.
And then I changed it to advanced weapon making.
Yeah. So like same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, very cool. So since we both had that one, I also had Cyclops.
Okay.
But his was battle strategy.
Okay.
So strategic thinking, game theory, things like that, sure. where they're able to learn how to inspect what's happening in the field and adapt to any situation right. because, you know, he gets a bad rap and you tease me about him constantly.
Sure.
But when it comes to like just Marvel characters in general.
Right.
I mean, he's one of the best strategic thinking minds
he's
that
a
they
leader.
Have.
Yeah.
And he is 100%. He's probably. And again,
he
like
has
I don't
Achilles
have a lot of
heel.
I don't have a lot of objectivity here, but like I would think he's one of the top two or three best leaders in of Marvel Comics.
Obviously, he's a leader for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But he always has that Achilles heel of
Gene.
Yeah, exactly.
So there was a shirt that came out on T-Fury the other day, and I meant to send it to you. It was Gene. It was the you know, where the girlfriend is looking back at something else.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was her looking at Wolverine, and it said Gene,
Eeeeeeeeean
on the bottom. And I almost got it, and I wasn't going to tell you I got it and then wear it, and then I forgot to buy it. So, and it literally just now I thought of it. All right, who do you have next?
Moira McTaggart.
Nice.
As a science teacher.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. As you know, you think Moira McTaggart can teach more than one kind of science.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Very cool. All right, my last one is Storm.
So is mine.
And she's teaching ethics.
Mine's teaching social studies.
Fair enough. So I have
so,
her teaching
yeah, it,
ethics.
It literally is the people who are always the team leaders,
yeah.
but always the weakest link on the team, would make excellent teachers.
So I don't think any of these people are actually the weak link on any team that they're on.
They always seem to get people killed or people
well but that's
know.
Because they're the leaders
or
and
they become
the leaders
Phoenixes
have to,
and yeah. kill that you know
so I put Storm on there as for ethics for a reason she was a thief you know and she's been through a bunch of things she was
sure.
perceived as a god you know or goddess and you know so there was all of this stuff that she has and then she comes and she finds the X-Men
right
and she turns into this just amazingly strong character.
And I think, like, the social studies thought is that she is a worldly
yeah,
person.
Right.
So, more than just teaching American social
sure.
studies, she can teach
yeah.
world social
so,
studies.
So, like, the worldly thing. Like, she's been, yeah. she understands other cultures. And, like,
right.
you know, you're not just, hey,
and she's always
I'm
the
out
one
there,
that,
Murka.
And the cartoon made me think that she was trying to just keep the peace.
Yeah. And that happens.
So.
Very cool. Very cool. How about Brotherhood? So we did five for both Brotherhood.
So I have a leader for the Brotherhood.
Okay.
I'll leave him last.
Sure.
Exodus.
Ooh, good call.
Because I always thought that Exodus was an interesting character,
mm-hmm.
but not one that got enough screen time.
Yeah.
So Exodus just for the abilities that he has.
Would you call that enough panel time?
So Exodus to me seems like, what's his name of the Black Order? The one who was like the preacher.
Ebony Maw.
So he's kind of that for the Brotherhood. He recruits.
Yeah.
And, you know, does other things. But he's part of the main group, the main six.
Yeah, he's very much that, like, just mouthpiece.
Yeah.
It is very
six,
cool. Right?
Yeah, six.
So, six.
Yep. That's what I picked for Brotherhood was six. I did six X-Men and six.
Okay, seven. I did seven, X-Men.
Seven,
and
sorry. I missed one.
See, you were just talking off the side. Nobody heard what you just said.
They did.
Anywho. All right.
I thought this mic was supposed to be like one of the best mics on the market.
It is. That's why you have to talk close to it, not far away from it.
No, it should be able to pick you up no matter where you are.
Ooh, that would be awful because then that should... What we were just talking about recording in that hallway last year.
Well, you know.
Like, because of this mic, I was able to actually put that show out there and not hate myself. All right. My first one is Black Tom Cassidy.
Okay.
I like Black Tom Cassidy.
Did you pick a leader?
I did.
Okay.
And he'll be my last one as well. Or they will be my last one as well. Anyway, I picked Black Tom Cassidy because one, I like the character.
Yeah.
Two, just as a spoiler, I did not pick Juggernaut.
Okay.
Or not Juggernaut. Who's he always with?
Black Tom?
He's with Juggernaut.
Is he?
Yeah, from time to time. They kind of team up. Anyway, but I like Black Tom.
I'm not that big of an X-Men fan.
He has a way
of
getting under Cyclops' craw, right? Okay. So, like, as a group being taught by Cyclops, having, like, a foil, Cyclops would have to, like, really think about how he's going to teach these kids to get around this. So, anyway. But, yeah, and I like the character. So, cool. Next.
Sabretooth.
Good call.
But it's Sabretooth kind of based off of the stuff with the Wolverine movies where he lived through wars.
Mm-hmm.
He's more strategic, so he's like a strategic guy for them.
Not the Taylor Mayne.
No, not the Beast.
More the Liev Schreiber.
Sabretooth, more the Liev Schreiber, but still he looks like Sabretooth from the cartoons. But he served in the military at one point. He is a strategist, so he can, you know.
Does he have the adamantium fingernails?
Sure.
Sweet.
Either way, maybe Magneto sucked him out at one point. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? Very cool. My next one is Madeline Pryor.
Okay.
The Goblin Queen. She's awesome.
You're like, you're just making a team that's going to mess with Cyclops.
That might not be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, Madeline Pryor is a really cool character, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The whole Inferno thing, though, everything that happened in X-Men Blue with her in the most recent runs was a lot of fun.
Okay. She's back. I didn't know.
Yeah, so yeah, she's back. You know, everybody's always back.
Nobody dies in the Marvel Universe for
nobody dies. Anyway, so yeah.
Now there's all the parallel universes and all that stuff. So
She's mystical.
Yeah.
So it brings a level of magic into the fight, and you know that's always hard to combat, especially with mutant powers. All right, who do you got next?
Pyro.
Good call.
Just because of his destructive. Yeah. Nature.
And because he's Australian.
Yeah. Well, and I like that character's design, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I really liked Pyro's design from X-Men Evolution.
I don't think I've ever seen that
one. It was later on when he was in there, when he showed up around the time, like, Colossus showed up and stuff like that.
I always liked, and, you know, I think I did buy it. I might have bought it twice. And at the Marvel Legends one they did, the Toy Biz one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I always liked that design because I thought, you know, that's 90s. Pyro for sure, and you know, I think I picked him for that reason.
So,
and I know he's a very destructive.
Yeah. So, force. Sticking with your destructive force and theme, I went with Avalanche.
Okay.
Again, strictly to be the heavy hitter.
Yeah.
As far as like death and destruction goes.
Yeah.
Like he can bring down any building. So yeah.
Yep. You need one of those on a team.
Exactly. All right. Who do you got next?
Mystique.
I had her for like a minute, and I took her off.
I figured each team has a covert ops person on it. The X-Men team does too. I kind of did my team like a G.I. Joe team.
Sure.
So like everybody has abilities that are also strategic abilities because I feel like the Brotherhood, this group of the Brotherhood, like the X-Men as a group is the students and the teachers
right.
and the team. But so, the team
but
would be...
For the basis of what we're talking about, the team that we've picked of X-Men is like the paramilitary team that's going out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
It'd be kind of like, and it's referencing a different Jim Lee book, but Wildcats was that kind of team.
Very cool.
Where they were like just a covert action team is what they were.
Cool.
So yeah, Mystique, mainly for her abilities to shapeshift and...
To literally blend in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Plus, she would have the history she has with Charles Xavier, and you know that would be a good way to mess with the whole school, because you never know if she's in a class.
Yeah, Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. My next one is arcade.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mainly because of, like, pardon my French, but the fuckery that he can bring to the people's lives and what he does. Arcade is a cool character. I always enjoy when Arcade gets the X-Men into his version of a danger room.
Yeah.
And what it means for the teams. And
that they could kill you?
The team that I have, I think, would it would be fun to read those stories with figuring out that they're in one of Arcade's traps and, you know, how Arcade would use the rest of this Brotherhood team to, you know.
Yeah.
Get his,
how they all play off of each other.
Get everything done, yeah. So
Arcade sounds like he could be as much of an enemy to his own team as he could be to the X-Men
team. That's the beauty of the Brotherhood, because there's always one of those people who do not
mesh,
go well with it.
Yeah.
You know, with the team. So usually it's Quicksilver.
Yeah.
So, all right. Who's your leader?
Oh,
you have two more.
Yeah. I have two more.
So do this one and then do your leader and then I'll do my leader. Cause I only have one more. I only did five.
Okay. You want me to do my two and then my leader?
Wait.
I'll do more since I did seven.
You did seven. I thought you said did six. Yeah. Do your two and then your leader.
Did you only do six?
I only did five.
Oh, okay.
So
Emma Frost.
Cool.
Mainly for the telepathic abilities also, and because she can get under people's skin really easily. And Dark Beast from the Age of Apocalypse universe, because he's a mad scientist.
Yeah. You know, you could argue that Beast is a mad scientist and a supervillain as well.
But he experiments on himself.
But he messes with the space-time continuum a little too much for my comfort. Anyway.
You don't know if that was Dark Beast. True?
True.
Yeah. So Dark Beast was, you know, just that idea that, you know, Hank McCoy exists, but Hank McCoy's evil version exists too.
Right, right.
And, you know, he could be a foil in many ways.
Yes, sir.
He would be the one that I would feel is as much of an enemy to the Brotherhood as he is to the X-Men, because you never know.
Okay. So who is your who's
your
leader?
Do you want your leader?
My leader is Dark Beast.
Oh, okay.
So because of the
And I don't know that he's been around. Has he been around lately or?
He kind of showed up for like a second, like kind of maybe him.
Really?
So okay. In with the whole X-Men, all new X-Men from the past.
Okay.
So, but anyway, it wasn't really him. It was just, you know, Beast.
Beast being Dark Beast.
Yeah. So, as far as Age Apocalypse go, Beast is one of my favorite like villains that came out of that, or Dark Beast. Sorry. I consider Beast a supervillain most of the time anyway, because when he's with the Avengers, he's doing all sorts of evil stuff. But
I mean, he mutated himself even worse.
Right. So I think Dark Beast leading the team that I have, would be a real hard team to beat for any X-Men group.
Dark Beast is my Spock to my leader.
Sure.
Because I feel like that's what he could be.
So I went for, like, so I recently reread Rising Stars.
Okay.
And, like, you know, you have Critical Mass, who is Stephanie Moss's alternate personality, right? And she's all ambition, all evil, and that's Dark Beast. Yeah. And so as I was thinking about it, it's like, what would happen if we were able to take Dark Beast and put him in that leadership role where he's completely unfettered in his ambition?
Yeah.
And who would he pick?
And I think I picked a leader that would stop him before he got
But
really
I don't
want
to stop before it gets really bad. So anyway, okay. Who do you
My leader is Mr. Sinister.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah. Because I've always liked that character.
Yeah, he's a very good character.
And I feel like with his ties to the Summers.
I feel like your team is messing with the Summers family a bit too.
Well, that's, you know, a few of them. But there's also a reason for that on my X-Men team, too.
Yeah.
So. But that was part of it, is the Summers connection and just that he's a long-lived character.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Exodus is on the team, because he's known Sinister for ages. And that he's just a scary guy.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Good list. I like it. All right. You have seven X-Men?
I have seven X-Men.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Multiple Man.
Okay.
You need an army.
Sure. But is there a limit? Is there a limit to Multiple Man's multiplicity?
I think he has a limit.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is. But, I mean, I like Jamie as a character.
I just feel like, would there be a point where he gets ran down by making multiples?
And that's like something that this team would have to deal with. Right. Like, you know, he's not there because he's invincible, but he is there because. Because
I always felt like multiple man, even though it's a mutant ability, mm-hmm. would have a thing like Barry and Wally had for a while where they had to eat.
Yeah.
A lot of food.
Right.
To resupplicate their
So if you think about it, like Impulse, remember when he could shoot like himself into the future, like the psionic version of himself.
Right.
Like, and when that one got killed on Apocalypse and how it affected Bart.
Right.
Like, I always thought of multiple man that way with the powers and that sort of thing. Okay. So but yeah, and like I said, I'm a fan of the character. I think he's really interesting. He doesn't always get the credit he deserves for being awesome.
Right.
So, yeah.
My first one is Psylocke. I kind of needed somebody who could fight, mm-hmm. like just a fighter. And that's what I felt like she would be, the fighter of the team. And that, so that's why I picked her.
So Psylocke is,
I know she is a fighter, and you know, I know enough about her to be dangerous.
So Betsy Braddock is on my team as well.
Yeah.
I did her because I want Olivia Munn in the movie that I made.
No, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I liked Olivia Munn as Psylocke, even though it was wrong and people get all over her, but I liked it. No, I like Psylocke as a character.
At least she looked like the character.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And So I have her for her psychic abilities. I also, too, picked her for her ferociousness in battle.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt to have a psychic sword, like telekinetic sword to fight
with.
Once
I made my X-Men team, everybody on my Brotherhood team is somebody who can go up against somebody.
So I did my Brotherhood team first.
Yeah. And you based your X-Men team off of that?
In a way.
I had my X-Men team like in my head probably for, you know, years.
Yeah, I have a heavy hitter on my X-Men team that I think will surprise you.
Okay.
So, anyway. All right. So, who do you have next?
Sunfire.
Good call.
I've always liked that character.
I like Sunfire a lot, too.
And that, so, you know, he's kind of like the second in command mm-hmm. at times. Like, I don't feel like I have a second in command, but I feel like he would be the one, like, if, you know, has to step up, he can step up to mm-hmm. be a leader. And is, you know, equal in power to most of the X-Men.
Cool.
Destructive. Yep.
I have X-23.
Okay.
You have to have a Wolverine on your team.
I do not have a Wolverine.
No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. No, I like Laura. No. I think Laura's a really good character.
Yeah.
I like the way she deals with being a clone and a real girl and all the stuff that goes along with it in the all new X-Men, the stuff that went down with her and the Warren Worthington from from the past.
Yeah.
With them being in a relationship was really cool and fun and interesting. And so
I never got that far.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But
I knew it happened, but yeah.
But I also have liked her in her own book as the all new Wolverine.
Okay.
Or all new, all different Wolverine, whatever it was. And
she's
really cool.
I don't remember the title of that one, but it's like.
And my favorite thing about her is the blade in her foot.
Yeah.
Just like, it's that level of like, just. You look at her and she's this little girl.
Right.
But at the same time, like, there's something under the skin there that you can't see. All right. Who do you got next?
Mimic.
Good call.
My mimic is the one that would be the Exiles mimic, where he can shapeshift.
Yeah.
He can become people, kind of a mystique for the X-Men.
The one who took Cyclops' place and got the through the face.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's mimic. Yeah, that's what he could do.
Well, no, in the Exiles, he was different. Yeah. He was a shapeshifter, and siphon power.
Yeah, that's what they did in the Extinction.
Oh, okay.
So
was he in that?
Yeah, he took on Scott's visage and took a spear through
the
head.
That
was the
mimic that had been around.
But he was using Scott's powers.
Right.
So anyway, very cool. Mimic's a good character. Yeah. I've always liked Mimic. Okay, where am I?
Plus, he's got a library of power, so you know.
So my heavy hitter is Franklin Richards.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a mutant.
Yeah.
And,
gotta keep Onslaught under control, right?
Exactly. And he's a badass. And, you know, all the stuff that Slott's been doing with him and his run on Fantastic Four
has been
a lot of fun. And yeah. So, and I've always found the theory that it's all Franklin Richards' world and we're living in it thing where he's made the MCU.
Yeah.
And they're like his toys.
Well, he kind of did. That's what the other did. Earth was.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
But there's the whole theory, like the larger, like the whole larger
now
thing.
Now the whole
it's him. Yeah.
You could be his creation.
So, which I don't believe that, but it's always
it's
a fun
an interesting
theory.
Thought.
Very much so. And but I like Franklin Richards, and I like having a nearly omniscient person on the team, and he's one of two Omegas that I have.
Okay. My next one's Rogue.
Good call.
Team leader.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I kind of like that she was like the team leader of the Uncanny Avengers for a little while.
Yeah.
So I thought that would be a cool.
Yeah. She was good at that because she had to deal with Old Man, Captain America, and Deadpool.
Yeah. I think she would be a good one to keep the team under control.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's a good call, man.
Yeah.
So. Awesome. My next one is Iceman.
Okay.
So I realized as I was going through my list, I didn't really have anybody who could do like a range attack.
Okay.
And I love Iceman. He's in my top five X-Men.
Oh, your top five X-Men of all time.
Yeah. So Bobby Drake is a fun character. I think that he'll bring that joy to the, you know, like not to the level of does a mall baby eat chili fries?
Yeah.
But like, you know, let's go play some baseball here. I've made a bunch of bats made out of ice and
sure, yeah.
Let's end up having a snowball fight in the middle of July kind of thing. So when he's in the field, he's badass.
Right.
So, yeah.
My next one is Havoc because I thought that Havoc would be a good powerhouse.
I had Havoc on my list and took him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Havoc and the... I forget Mutant X.
Yeah.
When he got put into the parallel world and was the leader of the team and, you know, had to figure things out. I think that he would be a good, you know, good strategist for that team.
Absolutely.
That, so
very cool. All right. We have two more. Okay. So my second in command.
Yeah.
Cause my team leader's last is, Hope Summers. Yeah. I know you did.
Rogue was
so
in the middle of the list.
I have Hope Summers.
Yeah.
One, I love Hope. I think everything that she does with Cable is fun and having the chance of Cable to show up from time to time. I think too much Cable is a bad thing and Cable showing up.
She's just going to have a whole Summers family reunion at one point.
But Cable showing up once every like 30 issues is all good. And she's got a little bit of a chip on her shoulder. So being second in command is a good way for her to prove herself.
Right.
And not only to the other mutants, but to herself. And having Scott as her strategy teacher, kind of like everything that happened pre-schism, is just some of my favorite stories.
How is she related in the family tree?
She's not. She's her last name is
Summers.
Like Phillips or something. She took on Summers when
Nathaniel
doing Cable, took her
adopted
through time.
Her.
Well, I mean, he protected her from Bishop through time when Bishop had gone, you know,
rogue,
gone mad. So, yeah. All right. Who's your last one? Or do you have two more?
I have two more.
Two more, yeah.
Blink?
I went first. Of course.
Well, because
I would have been surprised if Blink wasn't on your team.
Blink is a good character to have to get people in and out of situations and that. And, you know, I picked two people from Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Because those were my two favorite Age of Apocalypse characters.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. My team leader is none other than Shadowcat herself, Kitty Pryde.
Oh, really?
Okay. Kitty works really well in the leadership role at this point with what she's been through. It's really fun seeing.
Plus the Guardians of the Galaxy could show up.
That's true. Well, that's a bad situation. but seeing what she has transitioned to
me, that was a goofy situation.
That was a super goofy situation. So she was Star-Lord for a little bit.
Well, right. Yeah.
Anyway, seeing her transition to the like, this is who I'm supposed to look at the X-Men through the lens of, to being this super badass mutant who, like, you know, took everything that she learned from Cyclops and everything that she learned from Storm and Jean and Beast and especially Colossus, right? And she takes all the good parts of that. And then, I hate Wolverine. This is, you know, but, like, the samurai training that she got from Wolverine and like the fact that she's essentially a ninja, but then at the same time is like super level headed. She's good with computers. She's, you know, she's super destructive when she needs to be. And again, kind of like you with Blink being able to get the team out of situations.
Yeah.
She can phase them through right. whatever they need to get through. But more importantly, she can lead them through whatever they need to get through.
Sure.
And she would work well with the administration of like the teaching staff there.
Right.
As far as like, hey, this person needs this extra whatever
right.
this week or this danger room session. So, yeah.
My last one is the powerhouse of the team, Colossus. Mm-hmm. But he's also kind of like Bobby, where he's yeah. also a fun character.
Right, right,
so,
right.
You know, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to see him throw Blink?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
How many lists did you go through for this? Did you just have the one?
I've had my X team for a while.
Okay.
Like, the only one on my X team where I went back and forth was Psylocke, because I'm like, you know, she's a ninja.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I really want a ninja on my team?
I have two ninjas.
Yeah. And so. I'm like, you know, Sunfire, I've always just liked like that character's way mm-hmm. about him. And Mimic, I like the Mimic from Exile. So yeah. that was my Mimic, is, you know, he's a goofball and he's a cartoon character. But when it comes down to being serious, he can get serious.
Yeah. So I had Cannonball on my list at one point.
Yeah.
Sam Guthrie took yeah. him off.
Yeah. Well, you probably had like your top five, and
I had Danny on there, Danny Moonstar,
yeah,
and I took her off because I think if we do another Marvel thing, there's something else there's another group I'd like to see her with that aren't the mutants.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a mutant, Avengers. Don't get me wrong. Well, she's a Valkyrie as well.
She could be an Avenger.
All anybody these people can be an Avengers. Avenger. Yeah,
yeah,
they could all be Spider-Man too.
Yeah. Do you want to build a team of Spider-Man?
Yes, I do. So yours is just Miguel O'Hara.
I was gonna say team leader.
Anywho, but no, this was fun, man. I hadn't thought about this in a while.
Who would I even put on a Spider-Man team, like a Spider-Man?
Kane.
That would be like four team members, because I'm not doing more than four Spider-Men.
Kane, Miles, Peter, Miguel. Done. There, we did that episode too. I rewatched
some weird ones, but
I rewatched Spider-Verse over the weekend, and you know, so. But yeah, cool, man. All right, so that's our list. That's our teams.
What did you name this episode?
Pick your team.
So this is Pick Your Team, the infamous X-Men.
There you go.
Yeah.
So awesome. But yeah, so cool, man.
That's the name of a book right there, The Infamous X-Men.
Yeah. TM.
You can have that one, Marvel.
TM.
No, you can have that one, Marvel.
Just let me write it. Let me write an X book, please. It'll be the weirdest thing ever. It'll be like Mojo.
I wouldn't want this to be an ongoing book.
Like, it would be like it would be a limited series, maybe six issues.
This would totally be mini series, like where, and they could come back and yeah, you know, do
where like it would be like Mojoverse exploded. That's how weird it would be.
Well, like missions happen.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, cool. So we're going to keep this relatively short. If you're listening to this now, we are at Star Wars Celebration, wrapping up-ish the week.
Yoda, help my soul.
So we'll see if I survive, because I've never been to a con this big before. So I'm super excited.
Yeah.
And a little nervous. But yeah. What are you looking forward to?
I don't know.
So.
I really don't know at this point.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to right now, and is them putting the lottery together so that we know
have
if we got into. No,
not
yet. I'm about to check. No. So, yeah.
I think that's what most people are looking forward to.
Yeah.
I'm just going up to go pretty much at this point.
So,
I've been to a celebration before, and I've been to very large conventions before.
Yeah.
Not like San Diego, but I've been to Dragon Con enough times that like when they say what, 5,000 people? Is that what they're saying? I just go, okay.
Wait, that's how many people are gonna be here?
It's possible.
Only 5,000?
50,000.
Oh, whatever. I thought you said okay.
I don't remember what they were saying number wise, but it was high.
Yeah.
It was like higher than most conventions hold, so yeah. I don't know. I really don't know, like, if there's anything I'm really looking forward to. I just hope to have a good time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to hanging out because we haven't hung out much lately. I'm looking forward to...
Which I will disappear at points.
Well, yeah.
Because
I
do that at conventions
so
anyways.
So will I. But I'm looking forward to getting some artwork.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I got the thing from Brian. Brian Miller already. And I want to see some of that. I'm contemplating getting some photo ops.
Yeah.
I
don't contemplate too much longer.
No. And then I'm excited to wear my t-shirts.
Yeah.
So Brad from Flying Pork Apparel, which they're up on Flying. So if you're listening to this, go to flyingporkapparel.com and look up the Imperial Chest collection on the homepage.
Yeah.
The shirts are awesome. They're for sale. They're $18. And they're super comfy, they're super fun and funny, and they're a nice way to celebrate your Star Wars fandom.
Yeah, they look cool.
Yeah. I have one for each day.
Fair enough.
So I'm hoping it doesn't snow.
It's just looking like rain.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to pack my rain.
Thunderstorms possible. So.
But like Chicago's 50-degree weather is like cold, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what to pack, like, clothes wise.
Taking like one pair of shorts in case it gets warm, but yeah. I don't think it's gonna get warm.
But and then I know we're gonna do stuff at night, so I'm packing some like sweaters and stuff.
I hate
like
the
that.
Idea of just carrying a jacket around the convention floor all day.
Yep.
I do. I really hate that.
See,
idea.
That's kind of why I want to do Uber.
Yeah.
Because then we can just pop.
Yeah. I'm taking an umbrella small enough that it's compactable, but I'm like. Just the idea of a jacket is like kind of like, okay. So,
I might bring a vest because my vests all fold up and I can put it in my backpack.
Yeah.
So they fold up into little pillows. I can take a nap.
Yeah, I just thought about taking a sweatshirt to take off when I get to the floor.
I'm excited to catch up with Casey and Roger and those guys. I'm excited to catch up with the Rogue Squadron podcast guys.
Yeah.
Excited to catch up with Joe and meet Brian finally.
Yeah.
Hopefully meet Sam Witwer. That's one thing I'd like to do.
You should do that. He's a cool guy.
I know. I'm going to see if Joe can set that up. So, anyway.
Hang out at Joe's booth most of the day.
That's what you will be doing.
No, I won't. No. I've already looked around at stuff, and I'm like, ooh.
So
I'll be at the Hasbro booth for, like, probably a day.
So
looking and talking.
Okay,
and
so
the Disney booth.
They did the...
So Hasbro is going to have a booth like they do at the toy fair, where they're going to show stuff, but they'll also have the Hasbro Pulse where you can buy stuff.
So I want to see, like, the toys that are coming out for sure. So I got that Hasbro.
Hoping now that I've been watching Resistance because it's back.
Oh, is it cool?
I'm hoping that they might show if they're doing a second wave of figures.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's characters that I want now that I didn't get in that first wave. Yeah. And I feel like I'm going to go buy the whole first wave again just to open up.
Cool.
You
just want Buckethead.
Buckethead's. I'm actually going to buy a second one to open up Buckethead. Yeah.
He's really cool.
Donald Faison,
yeah,
is playing the voice of a Rodian.
Yeah,
so I was like, "That's cool," and that's a cool looking character. So
Donald Faison's going to be at Celebration, which is cool. So, but
is that one you're thinking about?
No, I was thinking of doing.
So obviously, the next episode will be us talking about Celebration after,
right? So I'll tell you the people I'm thinking about is either all four from Rebels.
Like
so,
autographs or
photos.
Photo, yeah.
The group photo, Hayden.
Yeah.
Which he's almost sold out. So, Ashley.
I don't think I'm going to do that one.
And Ashley Eckstein.
I've got my picture with her.
So, well, I don't. And then
I met her and Tom Kane at a Dragon Con 1 year.
Oh, cool.
Both very nice people.
Yeah. So, and then
and Ashley's husband's a cool guy too.
Well, yeah, he was a pitcher for the A's.
Well, he sat at her table and that, so she introduced me and I talked to him for a little bit too. And
yeah, I'd probably talk to him about like how good of a pitcher he was.
Is he a coach now? Isn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
So, but yeah, dude, he was so awesome. He had a great delivery. Not to nerd out too much. Anyway, but yeah, so that so I have my Hasbro Pulse VIP thing that I got. So, and it had a number on it.
That's probably your line number.
It's 57. Roger's was 350.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what that means. Like, there's no
350 people. They might have done 500 people.
I tweeted at them to say, hey, what do these numbers mean? Because if it's my line plays, awesome. So that means I'll probably get one.
I mean, I could see that being like 500 people being a line. Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm hopeful to find out what we like some of the other lotteries that went on.
Well, you know, panels are always fun to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Rebels Remembered. I have a whole bunch of them. I went on that. That app, one, sucks. It's not very good. The Celebration mobile app.
I had a funny thought about that I will share with you after we get off of here, because it came to my mind and I was like, oh, man.
I will say there's something on Monday from 2 to 3 that I wanted to attend. So I don't know when you want to leave on Monday, but
what's that?
It's the an Alliance of Fandom Creating Content and Communities Within Star Wars. Okay. And it's the guy and the girl who do Star Wars Explained on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
With Emma Fife doing a panel about just, you know, putting together content for YouTube and podcasting and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So anyway, we don't have to. I mean, I just
I don't care.
Put it on there. I mean, because even
it's only 5 hours away.
Yeah,
from
I was gonna say even if we leave at 3, we're gonna be back by
8 or 9.
I might try and get Timothy Zahn's autograph.
Yeah, I don't feel like carrying books around.
Well, I would just buy something at his table and sign it, and then There's the Star Wars Hasbro stuff.
Plus,
the music
to find
of Star Wars.
To the Empire and out. It's somewhere.
I have that digitally, on audiobook.
I have one. I have like an original print.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, first print. So,
there's the droids and animatronic creatures of Star Wars on when is that? On Saturday. That looks cool.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's plenty. Like
the
I looked at Star
Wars prototypes and unreleased toys. On Saturday.
I put a bunch of them on there, too. Yeah. And a bunch of vendors that I...
Yeah, I haven't gone through the vendors yet, so...
The vendor list is nice the way that they set it up, because you can pick, like, genre.
Oh, cool.
And that. So if you're just looking for toys, you can hit toys, and it'll show you, like, everybody who designated themselves as a toy dealer is in there, but they could also be a comic book dealer, too.
Oh, cool. I signed you up for the speed dating. The Nerd Night speed dating.
Okay.
So just for fun. I signed you and Casey up for that.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm sure our partners will appreciate that and beat you with sticks.
I'm kidding. I didn't.
Mine might run you over with a truck or something.
Yeah, probably. She's angry. Yeah. So anyway, but yeah. No,
I'm
just
not
excited.
Looking forward to the entrance procedures, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just bringing that one backpack and the poster tube in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll...
The other bags that I'm bringing will fold down to the point that I can put them in the bag.
I was going to put a tote bag in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
just for the fact that, you know, if you buy a lot of stuff, you know, you never know if you're going to need a bag or not.
Right. And I liked your idea of a plastic bag, so I have that.
Yeah.
So,
I had a giant GameStop bag and a giant Target bag. And
nice.
These two will work.
Very cool.
I'm like, I'm not taking a garbage bag with me, but I almost thought about it.
I'm not taking a garbage bag, but I'm taking a bag that I have used for garbage
work,
in the past.
There's these giant bags that I'm like, I could cover up a person with this bag.
Yeah. But I'm excited for our Airbnb. Like, it seems like a cool little place. And from what I understand, there's lots of good food around where we're staying. So, I've been like, so at like 9:30 every day I go on and I look at like the Ubers and stuff like that, like the cost
and the time is.
So it's way faster than the train.
Yeah.
And it's like between $9 and $15.
If you go to Chicago, you should experience the train once.
Well, I've been on the train. So
I've
like,
never been on the train.
Oh,
so.
I mean, we can do the L one day if you want. Yeah. The problem is we have to transfer from the blue to the green.
Right.
And, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no. We'll figure it out.
So, but yeah. All right, guys. On that note.
May the force be with you. To me, my X-Men.
There you go. Talk to you later.
Bye.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.